Abercrombie's Essentials collection is exactly what it sounds like. Essential for a reason. If you haven't already given their viral Essential Popover hoodie a try, then you don't know what you're missing. Super soft fabric, that perfect oversized fit, and it comes in tons of colors and patterns that are always on trend. Shop the A&F Essentials collection in the app, online, and in stores.
Hey everyone, I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at Entrepreneur.com, and welcome to another snack-sized edition of our show, How Success Happens, where every week we're taking a re-listen to our alerts on our phones going off, but also we're taking a re-listen to some conversations from the past to see if we can squeeze out a nice juicy plop of inspiration. Yeah, that sounds kind of gross, which is actually appropriate for today's listen back. We are revisiting our conversation with Dr. Sandra Lee, aka Dr. Pimple Popper. She was on the show and was extremely informative, hilarious, and sometimes gave descriptions of pus that made me want to barf. So if I had to suffer, you have to suffer. If you're unfamiliar, Dr. Lee is a dermatologist who turned her clinical expertise and passion for removing blackheads, cysts, growths, and all manner of horrible things on camera, and she turned it into a global phenomenon, a TV show, a thriving business, a line of products. And if you watch, you know she loves to compare what she's seeing embedded in people's faces to food. She's referred to small granular pieces of skin as bacon bits. Someone that had severe acne, she described it as ground hamburger meat. A giant blackhead, she described it was like removing a kitchen sink plug that comes out with one satisfying pop. Yeah, hungry for lunch yet? Me too. Anyway, Dr. Pimple Popper came to the show and spoke with me and former Entrepreneur editor Patrick Carone, and we started off by asking her how this whole thing started, how her business popped after she became a social media sensation. So let's get the origin story of Dr. Pimple Popper.
It all kind of came about 6 years ago, 5 to 6 years ago, where I started an Instagram page just to deciding to show people a window into my world as a dermatologist. I guess I was thinking that this was going to fit in really well, you know, psoriasis or warts were going to fit in really well with, like, it was all travel videos and, you know, beautiful like food videos and things like that. And so I just started to do this. And it got, you know, some attention, but nothing, wasn't like anything phenomenal. But it was very early on that I posted a blackhead extraction video and it got noticeably attention. Like and I was floored too. Like, I was like, what? Why are people liking this kind of thing? I don't get it. But I was like, this is something, because people were saying, this is oddly satisfying and people were tagging their friends. So I thought, yeah, okay, weird. Let me do it again. So I did it again and it happened again. Then I posted on YouTube, so because I thought, this is a thing. You know, there's something going on here. So I decided to just feed it a little bit and see what happened. And that was when I realized that there is a community on the internet, not on the deep, dark web, but like maybe in the deep web, just a little bit, where they were sharing popping videos with each other. Like they were finding them. They were culled from the internet, you know, rent or on themselves. They'd have a big zit and they'd set up their camera and film it and then post it to their friends, you know. And I thought, this is very strange. All these people hiding here. And also, I also thought I could be their queen. You know, I thought I could provide content for them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it started. And it just grew, obviously. It's bigger than just this little community. Well, it's like 50,000 or so in this community, but it's bigger than that. There's obviously a lot of people that do like this. And it's also part fascination. You know, it's our body. We know what normal skin looks like. All of us do. And so we've all had to deal with skin issues at some point. And so it's really kind of satisfying. It makes people feel good, interestingly. to work with things like this.
And
like a lot of people act. And then I discovered that a lot of people actually watch these videos to help them sleep. Like they use them as their bedtime ritual to calm them down after a hectic day and relax. And they sleep like babies. And I think I didn't realize it either, that my voice was very soothing. But I think that was part of my, I didn't know what ASMR was before this either, but I realized that I was doing this, or I do this because, you know, I got to make sure people are calm while I'm speaking because they're awake, you know, and they're learning.
Right.
So all of this happened and it all built up to this level that then producers started calling, you know, they were interested in trying this out. And I was actually initially hesitant because I felt like that was me giving control to somebody else. You know, I'm already really scared of, you know, reality shows and people want to throw things to create, you know, drama. And I didn't want them to like create drama with my patients or with me.
Right.
But actually it was the opposite. It became like this thing where the world became so dramatic. And, you know, now we had something that was dramatic, but we made it back to normal. And I think that really resonated with people. People realized that it made people happy and really have some hope for humankind in general.
Finding faith in humanity through really gross stuff. Actually, if you haven't watched her show, she is extremely kind. And it is oddly heartwarming to watch how she is able to help these people. On that topic, part of what makes her show so engaging is that you never know what bizarre case is about to walk through her doors or what's going to happen when she starts squeezing, which led her to sharing with us a kind of mantra or a theme or something that should absolutely be on a t-shirt or bumper sticker or both.
It's like blackheads are like snowflakes. There's never one the same, and they're unpredictable to an extent. So you can keep, it's a new one every time. It's never like, oh yeah, this is exactly like the one.
Right. So how does having this show and, you know, an actual business that you're running here, like how do those two things collide?
They collide pretty hard. I feel like I have 4 or 5 different jobs now. But luckily, they all are sort of related. You know, they're all obviously tied into each other. But really, it was interesting when this first took off, because I think the first thing I thought of is this has a different kind of sort of power that you have. You know, this power of people trusting you all around the world, really knowing you and also considering you an expert or have knowledge in this field. And I certainly want to make sure people understand I'm trying to do this in the most responsible way. And so you want to really foster this influence, but also do it, you know, in a very responsible way. Like, as I said, so it was a lot of pressure to do this in as right away as I can. And in the beginning, the first thing we did is, everybody was always asking me about this comedone extractor, you know, this little instrument that we use like to poke at the, here, I got one right here. You know, these little, this is a copper type comedone extractor.
And yeah.
First I thought, you know, I could put my name on there, Dr. Pimple Popper, and just say, hey, if you want one, come to our store. So that's where it kind of started first. And then I realized that I've always wanted to create a skincare line, SLMD skincare, and it's really a medically based line to just because all these people were asking me questions. How do I treat my acne? How do I treat my psoriasis? Or because they can't see dermatologists, or the vast majority of people really don't have a dermatologist. And so I was realizing that my videos trick people in a way. They educate into being educated about
something.
Now people know what a lipoma is. A 3-year-old comes over to me and says lipoma. That's like in the vocabulary.
And then finally, she busted some myths about why we get acne and why you should be happy if you are still getting pimples as an adult. It has nothing to do with creating more business for her. There's actually an upside to it, I guess, which, I don't know, made me feel better.
Yeah, and one of the things I say is pizza only causes acne if you rub it all over your face.
Okay.
I mean, I think that if you eat really oily or greasy food, maybe you feel like you're oily, like around your mouth where you ate, if you didn't wipe your face, but you don't feel like all of a sudden your skin starts just oozing oil.
Right.
So it's not really a reason that people get acne. Acne has so much to do with hormones. That's why we get it when we're teenagers, because that's when our hormones are raging and you don't, you know, that's what promotes it. And also for women, it's cyclical for a lot of us because of that certain time of the month, we get more surge of hormones. And that's why, like a lot of people that complain when they're older and they're like, why am I still getting acne? I tell them, you should be happy you're getting acne. That means you still have hormones. Because otherwise, okay. But there's some things with food, like maybe like milk and some things that can kind of make acne worse, but they're not really the primary reason.
Okay, that's it for zits. Get out there and rub some pizza on your face. You know, I wish Dr. Pimple Popper was around when I was a kid because I didn't have the clearest complexion and would have been nice to have her services. Actually, who am I kidding? My parents never in a million years would have spent that kind of money on my face. They would have just told me to pour some Robitussin. That'll help, right? Anyway, thanks for listening. And an extra thanks to anyone who has subscribed, who's given us star ratings or left us a comment on the show. We appreciate it. Hey, I also want to invite you to join our newsletter. Yes, it's a new newsletter. You can find it at info.entrepreneur.com/HSH. That's info.entrepreneur.com/HSH. I'd go ahead and spell out entrepreneur, but you're smart and you can figure it out yourself. All right. Thank you for listening. I don't know what else to say. So let's just leave it at that. Thanks for listening. I don't have to ask more of you. I'm just saying thank you. So thank you.